You don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class at KGYM, we will talk about the coordinators and Kirk Ferentz meeting the media down in Iowa City, the final week of spring football practice for the Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll kick that around and let you know what developed in Iowa City coming up today. It is Caddy Smack here on a Wednesday here on KGYM, and Brian Haas joining us as we speak here in the studio. And we will chat with Brian and also talk about the Crandic Golf Tour that will be going into its second year. So get your questions for Brian ready to go as well, and we will address that coming up in just a little bit. Stay tuned, more to come on Gym Class KGYM. At 4 past the hour at 3 o'clock, it is a Gym Class here on KGYM for a Wednesday. Sun breaking through. Temperature in the mid-60s right now. Perfect time and perfect weather to close out the bowling season. And we will talk about that as well. Bowling Night in America preview, the final one of the year. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Welcome aboard, Scott Unash, alongside Mark Dukes, as Rick Swan from Rob FM is going to be joining us coming up in a little bit for Caddy Smack. Also, Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge at Riverside here in studio, and we will talk with Brian coming up here in just a little bit and talk some golf. But Mark, first things first, as we talk about what transpired in Iowa City today, as it was Brian Ferentz, Kirk Ferentz, and Phil Parker meeting the media in preparation for the spring game. It's back to being called a spring game, by the way, on Friday night, 7 o'clock. By the way, we invite you to stop on down at Coach's Corner in Iowa City for the, I know Todd and Alex are calling it kind of the impromptu KGYM pregame show coming up. So we invite you to do that, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square for the KGYM road trip presented by Linder Tire Service coming up. That'll take you through 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Perhaps the best way to go about this, kill a couple birds with one fell swoop, is to go to the poll question, the KGYMradio.com. It's our Emo's Hideaway poll question, and it goes like this. What is the most interesting development to come out of Iowa City today? So here are your headlines. Kirk Ferentz's thoughts on two-a-days. Drew Cook's move to tight end. Talk of playing multiple tight ends. The emergence of wide receiver Nick Easley, Stanley and Weger still neck and neck at quarterback, or finally, plans to use Akram Wadley in space. Thanks to Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
By the way, that is football field space, not Final Frontier space. I don't think anybody was confused by
there's...
That's why we're having classes tomorrow.
And there's space everywhere on the football field. Basically, they're talking about slot, wide receiver, somewhere other than the running back position.
Get him out there and get him the ball.
Yeah.
Like sort of a Tyreek Hill type situation if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan out there. So those are the headlines today that came out of Iowa City. Let's go back to the Drew Cook move as far as from quarterback to tight end is concerned. Listen, this was speculated on, it was talked about since Drew Cook stepped on the University of Iowa campus, I believe. Myself, you, others, saying that probably a stay at quarterback was not going to be long, especially once this logjam developed with Weegers, with Stanley. You got Mansell coming in the fall. You've got... also, and the name escapes me right now.
Ryan Boyle.
Thank you very much. From West Des Moines Dowling into the mix as well. So just too many bodies and not enough playing time. And now he becomes the eighth tight end as far as the Iowa football team is concerned. Yes, there are eight tight ends, but really going into the spring, nobody has really jumped out. That position is ready for somebody to take it over in my eyes anyway. And maybe that's one of the top things to look for coming up on Friday night down in Iowa City.
Yeah, I mean, the Drew Cook situation, it's natural because of his lineage with Marv Cook, former Iowa Hawkeye and NFL All-Pro. We know his story. And I agree with you totally. As this logjam developed at quarterback, it became clearer and clearer. And Kirk Ferentz said it today that Drew Cook will be able to help them earlier at tight end than he will at quarterback. So, you know, Cook wanted to be a quarterback all along, but probably just saw the writing on the wall.
Yep. Ryan Boyle switched positions last year.
He did.
Didn't play, but did switch positions.
I mean, is Cook going to have to put on some weight? He's listed 6'5", 235 as a quarterback right now. You would think they want to put on maybe 10, 15 pounds on him.
Not much
maybe
more
not.
Than that.
Maybe not.
Got good hands. Caught passes in high school for Regina during their run of all those state championships. They would put him out at times and throw a couple double passes a game. Made some touchdown grabs. Made some very good touchdown grabs. Even in the playoff run. I think he caught one in a state championship game as well. But, yeah, he's got the lineage, and he will be fine at tight end. I think he's going to get some playing time that he wouldn't have gotten at the quarterback spot. So I think a good move by the staff and by Drew Cook out there. Other things today, Kirk Ferentz did talk about the schedule, and as we speculated yesterday, Mark, and whether you like it or not, and by the viewing of our polls and phone calls and the texts, you don't like it, but it's not going to change. Like we said yesterday, Iowa is don't expect Iowa LSU, Iowa Auburn, Iowa whatever you name this SEC school or a big time ACC school, what have you. It's not coming down the line anytime soon.
Kirk Ferentz and Gary Barta standing pat on the Iowa State game and two others, which are not going to be some of those teams that you mentioned. That's the way it is, and it's been a topic of debate this week and in most seasons. Topic of debate yesterday, excuse me, because the series was renewed until 2023. So I'm not surprised at all.
No, I don't think anybody is surprised about that. Also, talked about, Phil Parker did, about a young man that's not even on campus yet with A.J. Epenesa. Says already they're looking at getting him 15 to 20 snaps a game. That's pretty heady stuff for a guy who hasn't even stepped on campus as of yet. Tells you how good he is and what the Iowa football program thinks of their prize recruit coming in.
Parker also impressed with the defensive ends. And, yeah, as you say, Epenesa ready to go. And already expectations being set.
No. And I think he's going to be just fine in there. The way it sounds. And then also the quarterback situation, and that was one of the topics on our Emil Sideway poll question. Right now, Kirk Ferentz puts it right now, if they had to select between Uyghurs and Stanley, it'd be like throwing darts at this point. So that's a lot of coach speak, I think, in April, which is probably the best thing to do. Don't put too many expectations on Nathan Stanley. Still have it as an open competition.
A decision will be made eventually, but they go into the summer now knowing that each one has an opportunity to win the job. And I think this coaching staff, particularly Brian Ferentz, is a big believer in competition. He said today there are no incumbents, and whoever the best players in practice are going to see the field. So this will straighten itself out, but I think a lot of people are surprised that Stanley doesn't have an upper hand, especially after he was named number two last year. It's going to be an interesting thing to follow.
I would agree. I would agree. Your thoughts at 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, 4702 on the text line. Good move on Cook. It is long overdue. Noah Fant better step up. Anthony Marion, in regards to Epenesa, that actually kind of worries me. I hope nothing bad comes from starting him so early.
Yeah, he's a good player, though. Five-star recruit.
Apparently, I've never seen him play.
I've seen video.
I've seen video. Of course, he's dominant in the high school ranks, as most of these players are.
By the way, speaking of that, and guys coming in next year, Tristan Wirfs throwing implements at track and field meets. By the way, the proper lineage and verbiage right there. Implements. The discus, the shot. They need to extend the playing surface for him because he's just throwing it clean out of places. That was amazing watching that video last night.
It was. The discus at about 195, and every time he throws the shot, it's in the 60-foot range, and he's in pursuit of a long-standing state record, and that of Doug Lane from Cedar Rapids Jefferson in the shot put, who threw it 70 feet or beyond back in the 1960s. So, I mean, if Wirfs, I'm sure there'd be a spot on the track roster for Wirfs if he so chooses. And Epinesa is the same way.
Indeed. Yep. Very good people out there. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment on that. Let's see. We're going to talk some golf coming up here in just a moment or so. Twins game tonight has been postponed due to rain. Did not see when that is going to be made up. Did you see when that was going to be made up, Mark? So no Twins baseball tonight on 107.5 FM. So everybody will get ESPN programming coming up this evening as they will talk about the NBA and go over more about a couple of the news notes of the day. Of course, Aaron Hernandez, that's been talked about quite a bit today as far as ESPN. And the surprising news as well, Serena Williams announcing she is pregnant, 20 weeks pregnant, and is going to, of course, step aside from the tennis circuit for a while after winning 23 Grand Slam titles.
She was pregnant when she won her last one.
Pretty amazing stuff. That tells you how good she is. Holy cow. Oh, man. But good for them.
Twins game will be made up June 17th as part of a day-night doubleheader.
Day-night doubleheader.
Yep.
All right, very good. All right, 15 past the hour, 3 o'clock. Before we get to a break, though, a couple things to let you know about. First of all, once again, the Schulte and Swan Prom will be held this Saturday night, April the 22nd at the Doubletree. Get your tickets right now. They are on sale at the Theater Cedar Rapids box office, 3rd Street Southeast downtown, Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Station Southwest, inside Lindale Mall, and at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on Dubuque Street on the Penn Mall in Iowa City. Tickets for $20 each, cash only, must be 21 as well, and looking forward to all that fun and frivolity coming up at the Doubletree this Saturday night.
Another topic before we move on, out of Iowa football, Nick Easley, junior college transfer from Iowa Western, a preferred walk-on, does not have a scholarship, but was talked of glowingly today in terms of fighting for a number one spot at wide receiver. He's a first-team All-American at Iowa Western via Newton High School, I think.
I believe Newton, yes.
Yeah. So, and one final comment on the text line from 9541. Drew Cook, a tight end, is a no-brainer for him. How many Iowa QBs are in the NFL and how many tight ends are in the NFL?
Good point.
So true.
Yep. Very good point right there. All right. We will step aside. Oh, before we do that, before we do, I just remembered. Let's give our Bowling Night in America preview because we're going to get into Caddy Smack. We don't want to quell the momentum of golf talk. So as we transition from bowling to golf, Mark, on a beautiful sunny 60-some degree day outside in eastern Iowa, kind of started in the 80s and now we end in the 60s.
Two of our favorite things to do, bowling and golf. Bowling Night in America, the last one of the season. God, it goes quickly, doesn't it? Starting in Labor Day and ending around Easter. At any rate.
You really want me to answer that?
Few nights are any bigger than this one.
Huge.
Huh?
This is huge.
If you've been paying attention, it's the Rusty Nails against the Pin Pals tonight, our arch rival. So much at stake, Scott.
The jacket above and beyond.
The Schmedium jacket.
The Schmedium satin jacket is on the line. The traveling trophy between the Pin Pals and the Rusty Nails. Cash.
Position night.
Everyone likes cash. Mm-hmm. If the Rusty Nails win, we get to keep the jacket. We got to win two. Two allows...
We invoke the Ryder Cup rule.
That is correct.
Yeah.
If you tie, whoever has possession of the jacket gets to keep it. If the Nails go 3-1 tonight, we finish at 500. Woo! 66-66.
Nice par, David.
You betcha. Good par, David. And we can finish anywhere between 5th and 10th in the standings.
Yeah, it's that tight.
Can't finish any higher than 5th. But not bad, and it's very, very close. And the two teams that are going to go at it for the championship tonight, they will finish first and second. They are already,
yeah, a half game separates them. That should be a really good match there. But Lane's 23-24 tonight. May City Bowl, nicely positioned across from the bar.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Cotton and Pepper are on their way to call that one for the Ocho.
I'll tell you how it goes tomorrow.
Yeah. Bowling Night in America preview brought to you by May City Bowl and Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. We'll take a quick break, come back, and we will talk golf with you on the Wednesday edition of Caddy Smack. Stay with us. More to come after this.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure. Let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay.
Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Choosing the right internet speed can be confusing. 30 megabits? 80 megabits? What do those numbers even mean? I'm On Communications' new Speed Analyzer quiz makes it easy to find the speed you need. Whether you want to browse your favorite sports sites, play a game, or work from home, just answer four easy questions about your household internet usage, and I'm On Speed Analyzer will take the guesswork out of finding the perfect internet package. Get your results instantly at imon.net/speed.
Swing into the golf season with an annual pass at Amana Colonies Golf Club. Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, Amana Colonies Golf Club winds its way along 18 championship holes. These spectacular surroundings have led to Amana Colonies Golf Club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine, and the title of top public golf course in Iowa numerous times. Now is your chance to play Amana Colonies Golf Club all season long. Receive unlimited golf, cart, and practice balls for just $1,295. Learn more at amanagolf.com.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swan.
Back with you at 3:20 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM, as we bring you Caddy Smack every other Wednesday throughout the spring and the summer right here on KGYM. Brought to you by Amana Colonies Golf Course, St. Andrews Golf Course, Hunter's Ridge, and Blue Top Ridge. And our host pro from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, Brian Haas, joining us here in studio, telling us about his 290 bowling game.
I know. Isn't that crazy? I'm not even a bowler.
House ball. You don't play a hook or anything. You just throw it at the head pin.
I don't know how to move the ball. And I had this funny little spare, you know, where it was split a little bit, and somehow I picked that up. And then after that, it was throw it at the middle pin, and they all fell down.
11 times in a row.
Yeah. And what I will tell you, though, one time I threw it, and I go, oh, I pulled it. You know, like a golfer says, I pulled it. Yep. I hit the left side of the front pin, they all fell down.
Well, we do that every now and then ourselves.
That's called a Brooklyn.
Yeah, whatever it was, it worked.
Well, Brian, joining us here, and if you have a golf question for Brian, go ahead and you can send it to us via the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. If you've been out a couple times, maybe once, you've developed some sort of a very nasty habit as far as the winter is concerned, let us know at 319-366-1600. We'll get a few minutes here with Brian, and then we're going to talk with our guest from the Crandic Golf Tour and find out what's going on in 2017 with Steve and Matt. So we'll do that in a moment.
What's been on my mind, Brian, is if you played golf in Iowa for any length of time, and it's especially true at your venue,
right?
You face wind.
Yeah, especially this time of year. When you play spring and fall golf, and I talk to a lot of college players about this, they'll come into the performance studio wanting blades, and they're playing in cooler weather, windy conditions, And I try to talk them out of those, you know, get a cavity in their hand of some sort, because you're playing a lot of wind conditions and cooler sometimes conditions, spring and fall. Not always perfect, you know, unlike tour players that are playing in pretty good conditions all the time, firm and fast, you know, they get to play with some of that equipment. But this time of year, playing in the wind is really more about swinging easy and not trying to force
the shot. Your best advice, playing into the wind and with the wind?
Yeah, and at, you know, downwind a lot of times, even off a tee, if you'd like you know, some accuracy along with some distance, a lot of times with a little more loft, you actually hit it further than you will with a driver, so hit your 3-wood downwind.
There you go. Rick has Sergio Garcia type questions here.
Yeah, Brian. Well, one thing that I'm doing a lot of lately is watching the Golf Channel. It's on constantly at the house.
Yeah.
So I'm picking up all of these little tips and really just trying here in the early part of the season to get long irons and fairway shots down, because I'm spraying them all over the place. And I did see right after the Masters, they did break down Sergio's iron play. And it looked pretty interesting to me, so I was trying it out a little bit. And I am striking the ball better, but now it's going left a lot. But if you've ever seen him, they broke down his swing with a more narrow stance.
Right.
He gets lower towards the ball with his body than most people.
Right.
He grips it very tight with his fingers. And then his finish is just incredibly high.
Yeah.
And so those were the 4 points they were trying to do. And so I took it out a little bit without going to the range.
Sure.
And I did make good contact, but it goes left a lot. But I don't know, just trying to mess around with that
season. When you take a player and you get their back to the target like Sergio does, and then you have that angle, you're going to finish more left for a right-handed player.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a bad thing. If most players do move the ball to the right when they're learning the game. But in this case, as you get your back to the target more like that, especially in more of a bent over angle, your face is going to come through more closed than it will open, unless you're really exiting hard left.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see that in some players, and that can be done. You just want to make sure that it's right for your body and that your hips can withstand that, your back can withstand that, because it is not a most common position.
Right. But I am noticing right now, that's the big problem for me anyway, is in the fairway with a long iron, with a 5-wood or whatever, I don't know where it's going to go. Mostly it sprays right.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's really the early golf, it's hard to make that big turn and get your back to the target. So the longer the club, the easier it is to pick the club up and not turn so much. So my recommendation for that would be making sure your back's getting to the target completely, so that club gets parallel and runs parallel to your feet at the top of the swing, so that it can come back from the inside as opposed from the outside of the ball.
Okay.
There you go.
I wasn't always a bad chipper of the golf ball, Brian, but I'm really struggling in that department now. These guys witnessed that last Saturday.
I saw some good play though too.
Well, that. But I guess your checklist for good chipping.
Yeah, the basic pieces that Drew, my oldest boy, and I played 9 holes today before I drove up for the radio show, and that was his first round of golf. And what I watch early players, especially in the spring, get out and play, they want to stand on their right side and try to help the ball into the air, whether they're hitting a full shot or hitting a chip shot. And it's their average tour player really leans on their left side quite a bit. It's 5 to 10% at address. And so if you take that and just move your weight position just a little bit to your left side, not much, just enough so that club starts working down toward the ball so it can climb the face, that's your biggest piece. So a chipping position for a right-handed player, I like to use 3 lefts and a right. Your feet are a little bit left at address of your target. Your weight is a little bit on your left side, so on your left thigh or left knee. Your hands are left of the golf ball, and then the ball is on your right toe, so it's kind of in the back of your stance. And then you make kind of a putting stroke with a lofty club.
I did have some success, and I took a tip from our friend Rusty when you're, you know, maybe 5-10 yards off the green. Instead of using a wedge, using an 8-iron, get the ball on the ground quicker, and I think that had some
that's
success
a
with that.
Great lost art. And
the Texas wedge.
Yeah, not Texas wedge is your putter, but it's in that same world. You're taking a kind of a putting stroke with a lofty club, in this case an 8-iron. I was taught with a 7-iron at a very young age. And using those shots are very important. So if you try it out with an 8 or a 9-iron, something to that effect, with today's ball, and work it in quarters. So when you look on the when you're looking down to where your cup is or your target is, your ending result, if you land the ball about a quarter of the way there, it'll roll the other three quarters. So you can actually mathematically even figure out distance.
Mm. On the text line 366-1600. Ryan from Walford says, Brian, I have a natural draw. My most common miss with the driver is a snap hook. I'm purchasing a new driver. Would you recommend a 10.5 or 9.5 loft? And should the shaft be stiff or flex? Swing speed is about 100. Ryan, I think you need to go down to the performance studio.
Yeah, yeah. So your best bet is to really go find a fitting professional and somebody that knows what they're doing with a launch monitor. Because at those speeds, you could really be anything. Just even thinking about like the Hawkeye team, for instance, you go down the line of all those players, not one of them, even though they all hit the ball pretty close within, you know, 10 to 20 yards of each other total distance, they all have different equipment in their bags. It's totally different. So I can't even predict that. I apologize, but. The reality is the best thing you can do for yourself so you can enjoy the game the most is to get yourself fit for that driver. That way you get the right one the first try.
Yep. And it'll be well worth your time.
Yes.
Well worth your time to get everything done.
9466 has this point, Brian. Says, my irons and woods I hit relatively straight, but I have a terrible left to right hook with my drives. How can I straighten that out?
Left to right.
He's got a
He's
hook.
A lefty. Left or right hook.
Yeah, that'd be a slice.
That would be.
Yeah, that's
a lefty. Unless you're talking a slice or a hook.
Yeah.
9466. Left to right for a right-handed player is a slice.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So, you know, those are face angles. Whenever your ball moves in the air, that's typically your face angle. So that can be exaggerated by how far across the ball you go, whether that is a hook or a draw. So the more inside on a hook and more face angle, it'll move even further. So most players don't get a square enough face angle to the ball, to their target. So that usually is always the biggest issue with somebody that moves the ball and the ball curves in the air.
Yeah, this is a right-hander. He meant a slice.
It was right-handed, so it is a slice. Yeah,
okay.
So in that case, odds are he's swinging maybe a little across, but more slices really just come from a bad face angle.
Yeah, and maybe clearing the hips.
Yeah,
quicker too.
Grip is probably the first piece. Go back to basics, grip, posture, alignment.
Yeah, things like that. More questions coming at 319-366-1600, but we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk about the Kranich Tour here in just a moment. Great tour going into the 2017 season. We'll find out more about that here in just a moment, so stay tuned. We'll have more here on the Gym Class. It's Caddy Smack right here on KGYM.
Spring is in the air, which means it's shoulder season at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino. Join us for a chance to shake the rust off your game at the year's very best prices. Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino is now open, and you'll save a bundle with shoulder season rates now through April 27th. Check out overnight stay and play packages and book your tee time online at bluetopridge.com or by calling 319-648-0044. Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino, Iowa's premier casino and golf destination just south of Iowa City.
All right, guys, step up your game and save at GNC. Make sure you're up to every test. Testosterone levels impact nearly every part of men's lives, and T levels decline as men age. Testosterone support begins here. Find new and exclusive testosterone products you can only get at GNC and innovations from top brands like Nugenix, Ultimate Testosterone, and Cellucor P6 Extreme. We're talking enhanced drive and increased vitality. With GNC, you don't have to wait to maximize your potential. Sale ends May 3rd. Change begins here. Hashtag one new GNC.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Back with the Uncanny Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM here on this Wednesday. Thank you very much for joining us here. Brian Haas with us in studio. Mark Dukes, Rick Swan, cast of thousands here today. And we're going to talk about the Crandic Tour, which is getting ready for the 2017 season. Their first event will be coming up in May down at Finkbine Golf Course. And representing the tour, we got the commissioner. That is Matt Taylor, and then, of course, Steve Koepke, former City Am champion here in town, and Jefferson Golf Coach. And were you the guy that kind of, you and Matt both came up together with the idea of the Crandic Tour last year?
So it was actually more than last year. Last year was our inaugural, I'm not going to say this word right.
Inaugural.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Year. It was the year before that. That we got done with the Ryder Cup at Ellis, and we're having some drinks together. We're talking about the great competition, and I just pitched this idea to a couple people, including Matt, about why haven't we done something like this? There's enough people in the corridor. We've got 250,000 people now. A lot of people love golf, and more than that, it's the competition that we just crave. Even if you're not a scratch player, I've seen guys that are. You know, they can't break 90, and yet they're playing their buddies for $5 here or drinks there. And we just decided to do something that we thought was needed. And so we just kind of pitched ideas back and forth. Matt really took this under his wing and ran with it with respect to being able to take an idea and put it into action with respect to our technology. He is the man. When you go to our website, CrandicTour.com, that's Matt's work. Just to being able to do things that larger organizations like the IGA does, and we're not going to compare ourselves to the PGA, but certainly it's just something that we felt was a thing untapped, and we got together, and a year later we are here. And I said this last year with Matt's leadership, where we are in year one, or where we were last year in year one. I thought we would be in year three. Where we are in year two, I would think year four or five. And it really speaks to the membership of the board, including Mason Lynn and Justin Lees.
Yeah. And Matt, you can kind of expand on that a little bit from your idea they had that night. And now you get into the second year, got all kinds of great events lined up. So it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and growing and growing. And it's what I like about it is the fact that it is for, you know, you don't have to be, like Steve said, shoot 72 each time. You can go out, shoot high 80s, and still have a great time out there in your events.
Certainly. You know, luckily, I'm very fortunate to have Steve bring me on to it last year, or the year before, I should say. But, you know, that's kind of what our tour is geared towards. It's not geared towards your 72 shooters or your U.S. Open local qualifiers like Steve Koepke over here, but it's geared towards everyone. I mean, if you enjoy golf, if you enjoy camaraderie, and you enjoy a little bit of competition, then we have a spot for you on our tour, and that's the big thing. You know, with some of the state events and further up, you get guys that aren't necessarily confident enough in their game to go compete on those levels. What we try to bring is something that everyone is comfortable with every weekend of the year. So,
and we do mirror the upper level mm-hmm. play. We have a lot of our tour members that are good players play at the state level.
Yep. Very true.
The big thing also is the idea that you do not have to travel out of a 30-mile radius to play in five events. I think that's one of the biggest challenges for people that have real jobs is that they want that. They just covet that competition, but they can't go, okay, honey, I'm gonna leave on a Friday and I'll see you on Sunday night. That's gonna be tough to do for long term. What we've done is we've offered a package where you become a tour member, $10, and we do have some administrative costs, so that goes towards those things. And from that tour membership, you get access to five events. There, not one cut is made in these events. It's flighted, and for those of us who don't or who need maybe a refresher on flighted, let's hypothetically say we have a field of 100 people, and what we would typically do is break that into 10 events within one, because what you're really doing is you're taking the first 10 scores and making that a tournament within a tournament. So you're really only playing the next day 9 other guys. Yep. And we pay out a large chunk of every flight. I saw guys literally, because we also have skin game, cash games. For instance, last year we left Ellis and a guy won $60 cash. And it was more than the entry fee because it was our two-man event that this year is going to be over at Gardner. So the idea that you can not only win pro shop gift certificates and have great competition and camaraderie and you meet new friends, you can also walk out with hard cash is something that, you know, we've modeled this after what we've said with the IGA and whatnot. But we've also, and this is part of our mission statement, is that we've built this tour for players by players. So if you think back, like, well, man, what would I like to play in? Well, we've done that for you. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I think it's a tremendous opportunity. And as you mentioned earlier, I think it's only going to grow.
Yep. I would agree on that. And well, let's get to the list of events because you got one coming up around the corner.
Right on.
That people need to, if they want to get in the field, they need to take advantage of it right away.
Yep.
Yep. So we start at Finkbine May 6th and 7th, which is a couple weeks away. Registration deadline ends for that May 2nd, which is the Tuesday before. We then hit Ellis June 3rd and 4th. Then we go down to Brown Deer for a new format event this year that we're bringing into play. It's actually called a four ball, which is a two-man team event over 2 days. Same flighted system and everything else, but just brings that team aspect to it a little bit sooner in the season instead of our waiting till the end of the year for our other two-man event. We then hit Pleasant Valley, which is a new venue this year for us, at the end of July, which is July 28th and 29th. I'm sorry, 29th and 30th. And then we finish up, as Steve said, at Gardner in September, which is September 10th for our two-man 27-hole Ryder Cup shootout.
And if I could just mention that. See, I saw more smiles in that event than I saw in any stroke play event last year. Because the concept is you partner up with the buddy, which, by the way, on our tour, on the Saturdays of your first round, Matt has it set up where when you fill out your profile online, you actually can request to play with somebody. Okay. So let's say that you and I usually have a Saturday game. Scott, I'll just put Scott Unash in. We would love to see you play some.
I'm going to get out there.
hint. And then what you can do is, you know, you play with your buddies in the first day. But in that particular event, you play with your buddy for the first nine holes is a better ball. So as Matt said it's we're partnered up. I bogey, he pars, we take his par. We do that for nine holes. Then we do alternate shot for nine holes. Then you come on in, get your burger, do your thing, you get flighted, and then you go back out for a nine-hole scramble or best shot to finish it off. And it's fireworks in that because a best shot, guys can get kind of salty with it. And so a guy who's in sixth place can come back and do something. It's just a fabulous event. And then we're also trying to wrap it up potentially at Amana for we would call our tour championship, but it is not truly a stroke play competition. But again, it's just the wrap up of a year, reflection, and just camaraderie as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good chance to get your buddies together.
Yeah, absolutely. I like it. Exactly. That's quite a year.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
And get out there and enjoy things. And, you know, you got a chance for everybody to go out there. And that is what I think really brings people.
And I hope that your listeners understand that. This is not for the guy who's going to chase it or who played collegiately only. It is for that. We've got you covered.
Yep.
Our courses are always going to be in good condition. You're going to have the competition that you want. But it's for the guy, you mentioned 88. What about the guy who shoots 98? We got a tournament for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're going to have a three-footer that's going to mean something. It's those types of people that this is geared towards. And the neat thing is about with respect to how many people, we're already at 35 people for our first event. We would love to see that double and maybe even get to three figures. But we've got 20 seniors right now, and this is the neat piece. Our tour is a mid-AM tour, and the definition of that would be 23 and over. And then when you hit 50, you're in the senior division. So again, if let's say you're 51, you're like, well, I don't want, you know, come on, guy's 25, I could be his dad. You're not playing against him. You're playing against guys that are 50 and over. And so that's just something that we offer that I think is a nice addition to it as well. And maybe some people maybe heard about it, but didn't understand the nuances to what we're doing and the details. Including if you're a member, You can go to Austed's with your tour card, and they're going to give you 10% off of certain merchandise. Just little things like that. We just keep adding nicer layers to this thing.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. Tour card. Go to the website, fill that out. Is that how you get started?
You can go to our website, as Steve said, CranicTour.com. Check out our 2017 Cranic Tour schedule page. There's registration options for each event that are already set up and available for you to register at any time. And then once you do that, you sign up for your membership, your first event that you play in, and then that'll allow you to register for the rest of the events. The first event that you do play in, we will provide you with a member tour card. There's a few extra perks on it. And then we always, as we did last year, we have a couple first tee giveaways.
Okay.
Fun things for golfers that they enjoy.
And Matt, real quick, could you go over, something new is exciting as well, is we're doing a referral program this year.
Yep.
Mason Lynn came up with this idea. This is the neat thing about the board members. Everybody has their niche. And so 3 out of 4 of us are in the business world. It's these guys, I've watched these guys in meetings, and they're plugging away. Their ideas are flying around. And I've just been thrilled to watch this just take off. But Mason had an idea, and we all signed off on it. Matt, could you talk about a referral program?
Yeah, huge thanks to Mason on this one. He came up with the idea that, because part of our mission statement is to grow the game of golf. And, what better way than growing the game of golf, but also have a little bit of kickback for yourself, possibly. So for every new member that is referred and signs up for an event and plays in it, the person that referred them gets a... spot in a raffle at the end of the year. That raffle goes towards the possibility of winning $100 of gift cards at Allstad's here in Cedar Rapids. And that will be held at our end of the year event at Emana, which is like our tour get together kickoff wrap up. So
yeah.
Really looking forward to that. I think it's a great new thing that we're implementing this year. So if you're referring people to the Cranic Tour, even if you hear about it, just throw your name out there so that you can get in the raffle.
Guys, help me with the flights. And I'm sure you do that after the first round.
Correct.
Yep. And, you always see somebody shoot 85, 73, 74. So is it like the Premier League, you got to move up a flight?
Are you asking if they're sandbaggers in our tour? I think the answer might be you never know.
Exactly.
But the reality is, I believe that a round of golf under pressure is a better metric for what kind of player you are than a, quote, handicap. I know people that put in all scores. I know people that only put in their good scores. I know people only put in their bad scores. That's not what we're about. So if a guy comes out and shoots 85 and then comes out in careers and shoots 72, happy days. Hats off to you. Mm-hmm. If a guy goes and shoots 72 and he careers and he's like, well, I'm going to be playing with guys I can't. Well, game up tomorrow.
Yep.
So it does come down. It's golf, right? And we call it golf because all the other 4-letter words were already taken. So stuff could happen.
And that'll also work itself out. As agreed. Those players are coming there and it does happen, you're always going to have the bad egg.
Yep.
For lack of a better term.
Yep.
But those bad eggs, the rest of the tour, they'll be good to them and help them either right the ship or...
And this is a true tour. We expect you to play by the rules of golf.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last year, one of the Matt mentioned some of the grab bag items on first tee. We passed out USGA rule books. We passed out tees, lip balm, that sort of thing. Raining Rose has been a great sponsor for us for 2 straight years. And we would hope that all these different things continue, but we would also hope that all players come there understanding that there are rules that govern this game. And we're not asking for the Augusta National silence on everything. That's not what we're about. But we are about being able to make sure that when you walk off that 18th green, you sign your card, it's a legitimate score. You play by the rules. And I don't recall one issue last year with any of that.
No. I think one big kicker that kind of avoids that is, yes, we flight our events after the first day, but every event you play in, you are actually awarded points on your overall standing after the end of the event. So, and those points go towards our end of the year Player of the Year awards. You get some nice hardware and a little bit of kickback as well. But I think that really eliminates any issues with any type of quote unquote sandbagging or anything. Because, if you shoot 85 the first day and you shoot 73 the second day, you're still not going to finish in the top 5.
Mm-hmm. True.
I mean, so you're really hurting yourself on the points system.
And our winners last year, our player of the year, our senior division was Dan Dolezal, mm-hmm. and our open division was Nick Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And both high-quality players. Both have played on our Ryder Cup teams.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's just an outstanding opportunity for people in the corridor. And it doesn't – this is the neat thing. Last year, our winner at Finkbein was not from the corridor. He's from the Quad Cities.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And the Quad Cities Am Tour, again, we modeled this after IGA, PGA, right. and the Quad Cities Am Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Player of the year, the whole thing. He came up because he was like, well, I want to play. Join us.
Yep.
The more the merrier. And that's certainly going to be true for our first event. We would love to show the wonderful people at Finkbein, how many people we can bring and draw, because we want to come back to those kinds of facilities that are not only excellent golf courses, but Jeff Moore and Buzz just take good care of people. And we would love to go back to those places and, you know, help us, and we can help them.
Yeah. And the three-footers look a lot lot farther when you're in that sort of the thing. The website is crnictour.com, and May 2nd is the deadline for the Finkbein Amateur coming up, and that will be on Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and 7th. Matt, Steve, great talking to you guys.
Thanks for having us in.
Really appreciate it.
We look forward to playing this year. Maybe if Mark and Chip and no.
Hey, just bring Brian Haas on his back. Can you afford him as a caddy?
We'll see what we can do.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll take a break. More Caddy Smack coming up on KGYM.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before a client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com to learn more.
Looking good, Mr. King of the Hill. Mr. DXL Shopperman. Mr. Sharp Dressing. Confidence oozing. Style swaggering fashion stud. Looking good. All the brands you love, waist size 38 and up. DXL, you're looking good. Find the biggest selection of polos and tees from Psycho Bunny, Lucky Brand, Tommy Bahama, and more.
Napa Know How.
There's no kind of rich like Oil Rich. And with the Castrol family of oil on sale at Napa, including Castrol Synthetic for just $5.69 a quart, you can load up on a serious amount of oil. People might even mistake you for some highfalutin oil tycoon. So head to Napa, where Castrol's on sale, including Synthetic for just $5.69. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/17.
This spring, get your garden off the ground with Nature's Care Organic Raised Bed Soil at the Home Depot. Right now, two bags are just $12. Raised beds need TLC, and Nature's Care delivers, supplying natural nutrients for up to 2 months. Now a raised bed garden with more fruits and veggies is in the bag. Get a fresh take on spring with Nature's Care Organic Raised Bed Soil. Two bags, just $12. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through 4/19 while supplies last. U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Back with you here on Caddy Smack in the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott, Mark, Rick, Brian, Kyle's on the other side of the glass. Thanks to the guys from the Crandic Tour for stopping by here. If you have a question, love to hear from you. Kyle's ready to answer the phones at 319-366-1600 and give us a call. We had a couple of texts earlier on with some questions for Brian as far as golf and people's golf games are concerned.
Another one in the meantime, Brian, from Andy. A good friend is, again, having a big problem with the reverse pivot. He's a very casual golfer. I'm a little more serious, but I recognized it because I've been there. any magic bullets before our four-man best shot this Sunday.
Right, wow. Right.
Now, does he want him as a partner?
Yeah, they're good friends, obviously. So, and competitive, because he's trying to get his partner to play better. So reverse pivot is wanting to help the ball into the air, which is our most natural thing to want to do. Because if I hand you a tennis racket and a tennis ball and say, hit it on the flight of golf ball flight, you would throw the ball in the air and swing up. Mm-hmm. And that's just how we feel about hitting a golf ball. And thus, it's just the opposite. You got to get, if for a right-handed player, you got to get to your left side. The club's got to be moving down toward the ball when it's on the ground, and so it will climb the face. And so somebody with a reverse pivot, I will almost stack them up. I'm not teaching stack and tilt by any means, but as you get through impact, every player is on their left side. At that point, at the very minimal, they're even, and so I will stack that player up, get them a good 10 or 15% onto their left side, hit some little half shots first, get them feeling that downward motion of the club, and then lengthen their swing out, and then let them start moving back to the right and through to the left, and working on them that way. So stack them up at first a little bit, have them hit some half swings, three quarter swings from the stacked up position. And then let him start making normal swings from there, and he'll start moving to his left a little better.
There you go.
That's what I was thinking. I was going to say that.
You reiterate that, right?
Just about.
Hey, before we get our question ready to go on the phone, I want to ask you about this. A little bit of a controversy on the PGA Tour over the weekend with Jason Duffner, and he dropped his putter. Right, he was having a bad day. Missed a small three-footer that we talked about and just dropped the putter. Made his caddy get it. PGA Tour went nuts.
Yeah.
That sounded like it was a breach of etiquette out there.
Yeah. It's just rude, as much as anything. And, breach of etiquette, whatever you want to call it.
It didn't look good.
It doesn't look good. Yeah. For the same reason, years and years ago, they stopped smoking on the PGA Tour. You can't spit.
Right.
There's all kinds of things that, if you get a bug, you're supposed to go get a towel and get rid of it that way, because we've all swallowed a bug before.
Right.
And so there's rules, and golf has some rules that they're starting to lax on. As we know, the 2019 rules that are coming up are going to be a little bit softer, a little easier to follow. But some of the rules I think need to stay, whether we call those stuffy or not. I want to say that's just proper etiquette not to treat somebody else like that.
Yeah. Right. We got Mason on the line from Cedar Rapids with a question here for Caddy Smack. Good afternoon, Mason. How are you?
Good. I guess I was just wondering on a ruling, if you guys know that. I was playing one time and I hit it in the bunker, and the bunker, it just rained a bunch, so the bunker was full of water. And to get my ball to stay in the bunker, I would have had to move the ball closer to the hole. So I just didn't know the ruling on that. I couldn't move it back in the bunker out of the water and stay in the bunker, because there was nowhere in the bunker to put the ball. I didn't know if there was what the exact ruling on that, because it wasn't playing casual water yet. So I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thanks, Mason. Appreciate that.
Well, Mason, I don't have my rule book exactly in front of me, but here's what's going through my head. Depending on how much room you had in that bunker, the bunker might be a unplayable position. So if there's nowhere to really put the ball, then the bunker's unplayable and would be deemed unplayable. And you can do that in the rules if you're playing on your own with some friends and just deem the bunker to be unplayable. If there was space in there, I believe off the top of my head that you can actually move it closer inside that hazard. Here's the hard part. You do have to drop the ball in the bunker, and it can plug on you. When you do that,
yeah.
Going forward in 2019 and the new rules, you're going to be able to take relief from the bunker and be able to go outside. You will take a penalty strokes for that, but you are going to be able to move outside in the near future.
Basically a casual water situation.
It is a casual water situation. Unfortunately, it doesn't play like it does in the fairway or the rough, where you have casual water where it's free relief. Big thing about that one too is you got to make sure you're taking complete relief. So when you're walking around, that water isn't coming up around the soles of your feet. It does have to be more dry than that when you take complete relief. So that could be 30 yards away.
Yeah, could be. Could be. We'll have another Caddy Smack coming up in a couple of weeks. You guys, everyone's getting all kinds of rain right now. How much did you get over the weekend?
It wasn't too bad for us. It was really, we needed it. Playing our golf course today, I played 9 holes with my son, and the course was fairly dry and in good shape, so we took it really well. I bet over the time, we had a lot of hail, though, too.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, so that didn't really hit us all that hard, other than hail is not good for anything. But course-wise, I think most of them have taken it pretty well.
Awesome. Yep, and of course, the news today that Jones is going to reopen on May the 15th.
All right.
So that's good news.
That is good news.
And speaking of that, on our next edition of Caddy Smack, Lisa Miller, Director of Golf for the City of Cedar Rapids, is going to join us in a couple of weeks. So, Brian, thanks for answering everybody's questions. And
that's my pleasure.
We will see you in a couple of weeks. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right. Mark?
Brian's sitting in for me tonight in bowling.
Well, I can't
throw
promise
a 290
that.
Out there. Come on.
I can't promise that every time.
Okay.
Yeah,
not
just
every time.
Eye hand coordination thing.
That's going to wrap things up. The Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next, and Caddy Smack coming up again in a couple of weeks. For Rick Swan, for Brian Haas, for Mark Duke, Scott Unash saying so long. Thanks for listening here on KGYM.
You, the woman in the SUV pulling into the yoga studio. You got a truck for a reason, remember? So get some Firestone tires.